President John Mahama says he'll not authorize any expenditure on wages or allowances outside what is provided for in the budget. According to him, the move will not only have dire consequences on the economy, but derail the single spine pay policy. The president said he'll remain focused and do what is just, no matter the political cost. President Mahama stated this when he joined the Ghana Registered Midwives Association to mark its 8th anniversary at Legon, a report by Pascaline Adadevo.
If you are alive today, thank the midwife. This was the slogan of the Ghana Registered Midwives Association as it marks 80 years of hard work. The midwives look forward to providing better and improved maternal health care to the public. President Mahama, who was the special guest, raised some concerns with the recent agitation by medical officers and the decision by the Ghana Medical Association to lay down their tools. The president said government is committed to improve working conditions of all public sector workers and is ready to negotiate in good faith. But whilst professional groups have legitimate rights to negotiate, they must do so devoid of depression. As a matter of equity and principle, President Mahama states government's position on the matter.
Any agreements that are reached in respect of allowances or conditions of services would have to be appropriately captured in the budget. And I want to say for emphasis that I will not authorize any expenditure on wages and compensation not provided for in the budget. Fiscal discipline requires that not a single peso is spent on remuneration outside what has been budgeted for. And this goes for both Article 71 office holders and those on the single spine. It goes for the president as well as the lowest public sector employee. I'm determined to hold the line no matter the political cost. Our people have sacrificed enough. We cannot afford another round of belt tightening after the electoral cycle is over. And as I said, the current IMF extended credit facility must be the last time we fall back on the IMF for any respite. But government will negotiate in good faith and will at all times provide you in a transparent manner all the information that is required to enable you make a determination on what is fiscally possible and what is not.
President Mahama announced the training of 600 midwives at chief compounds and other health centers across the country on the usage of ultrasound scanning machines for pregnant women. The training program begins next year. President Mahama also announced the vision of government to invest more in the training of midwives to raise the ratio of midwives to pregnant women.
It is worth noting that achievements made so far by our nation, Ghana, regarding MDGs 4 and 5 cannot be celebrated without mentioning the midwife. We have good reasons to applaud these successes, but more needs to be done to significantly reduce the occurrence of these deaths. It is possible, particularly as we continue to invest in human resource development and training, healthcare infrastructure and equipment. Even though the country has experienced decline in infant, child and maternal mortality, we are likely to miss the MDG target for goals 4 and 5. In pursuing our commitment to attaining MDGs 4 and 5, I'll expect the leadership of the Ghana Registered Midwives Association to offer us cutting-edge suggestions and solutions.
The president of the International Federation of Midwives, Frances Destik, stated that issues bedeviling nursing the world over can only be solved with political will. She tasked the Ghana Registered Midwives Association to continue to be in dialogue with government about their needs. The president of the Ghana Registered Midwives Association, Joyce Jetwa, appealed to government to grant them the bargaining power to negotiate on their own behalf.